touch. Broke off and had that.
Yeah, the English went one way and the Scots the other. In church, you pray to
God.
And the preacher will deliver a
sermon.
He may mention the 23rd
Psalm.
Yeah, and the choir will get up and
sing.
Let's say you say, men are handsome, women are
beautiful, pretty.
I just slipped in there out of place. And we say, God is in heaven, and in hell you'll find
the sinners, the devil.
Mm-hmm. And children are afraid to go by a cemetery after dark. They're afraid of what?
Ghosts, but that doesn't apply to children.
If these are in a house, what do you say the house is?
If
these are in a house.
Oh, it's haunted.
And what would you say about the weather today, the temperature?
It's chilly for the time of year. Mm-hmm. Might be a warm day in the winter, in the middle of summer, it's just now chilly.
If somebody asks you to do something, but you prefer not to, you'd say, well, thank you, but...
But I'd rather not. Huh?
If you're particularly happy to see someone, what do you say?
Oh, it's good to see you.
When you were a girl, did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
You surely did.
Well, that was regular, huh?
Regular.
If two things are, they're similar, except in few minor respects, and someone said, are these just alike? You'd say, no, they're not just alike, they're...
That's a difference.
How much?
Well, it could be quite a lot, or a little, or very much. It's quite a lot of difference.
And in the morning, when you meet someone, what do you say to it?
Good morning.
And if you just meet an old friend, any time of day, what do you say to
hello,
it?
Hello, yes. How do you do?
And that would be what would you say if you were introduced to someone?
How do you do? It's more formal than the hello. Mm-hmm. Although most of the young people I know say hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I'm disturbed. I have 8 or 9 greetings and I never know which one is going to come out. If someone has come to your house and you wish him to return, what would you say?
Come back and say it again. Mm-hmm.
Any special greeting for Christmas morning?
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas or Christmas gift.
Did you say Christmas gift as a girl?
Yes, not to the intimate friends and relatives, you didn't, but somebody that was just kind of a chum or something, you said Christmas gift and tried to get it first.
This
get
meant,
it out first.
This meant you got a gift? Did you have any
No, we didn't rarely ever got a gift, but then we kind of put the other person off balance.
You just got one on it. Any special greeting on New Year's?
Oh, Happy New Year's always. Now the English make much more of the New Year's than they do of Christmas.
When you bought a dress or something in a store in the early days, was it put in a sack so you could take it home? Or?
No, we didn't have sacks ever. It was just wrapped in a package, sometimes put in a box if it was a rather nice thing, but mostly just wrapped in a paper and tied up with a twine string.
On the first of the month, you'd say the bills are
due.
And if you belong to an organization, you have to pay your yearly
dues.
If you don't have the money, you can go to the bank and
check or borrow the money. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the money, you borrow the money, you don't write a check.
Yeah.
Quite sure of that.
In the 30s, you'd say money was...
Well, it was scarce.
Well, isn't that true? You were talking about the children in the piles of sawdust. What did you say they were doing when they get up at the top and
turn somersets down?